Good afternoon. This is Frank Burkholder speaking from the Rose Garden of the White House in Washington, D.C. The Princess Elizabeth and President Truman are just now approaching the platform where they're to make a presentation in the final ceremony of the Princess's visit. With them is Mr. John Simmons of the State Department Protocol Division, who will introduce the President to the Princess and set the scene. On the platform also is His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh, and Mrs. Truman is up there with the President. A few other dignitaries,
the Royal Highness, mainly members of the Princess's
party. Now here is the Princess.
Mr. President, we have spent two very happy days with your guests. Before we leave, I am therefore very glad to present to you a gift from my father, the King. I feel that this ceremony makes the fitting climax to what has been a delightful and memorable occasion for both of us. The renovation of the White House has attracted interest all over the world. Everyone knows how closely it has been bound up with the history of your country and how important it is to your people as a symbol of national pride. If it had been impossible to preserve this beautiful building, many people in Britain would have shared your disappointment. As it is, we are glad to join with you in celebrating its restoration. And my father, who has many happy memories of his own stay in the house, has wished to mark the event with a personal gift. It gave the King great pleasure when he found the oval mantle which is before you now. The work of 18th century artists and embodying the finest British craftsmanship, it seems perfectly suited for the place which it will occupy. It gives me great pleasure, on behalf of my father, to present this oval mantle to you. It is his hope and mine that it will be a welcome ornament to one of your proudest national possessions, and that it will remain here as a mark of our friendship so long as the White House will stand.
Your Royal Highness, Princess Elizabeth, Your Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh, it's been a very great pleasure to have you as our guest. I'm sure I speak for all the people of the United States, and especially for the people of Washington. We have many distinguished visitors here in this city, but never before have we had such a wonderful young couple who so completely captured the hearts of all of us. You will leave many happy memories among the people who have greeted you here. It's very thoughtful and generous of the King, your father, to send this gift. It is magnificent. I'm especially glad that he sent us something for this building which means so much to the people of the United States. This overmantle will be placed in the White House, and it will be greatly cherished as a mark of the close ties that bind our two countries together. This country is built upon principles which we have inherited from the British people, our love of liberty, our system of justice, which is based upon the English common law, our language. These and many other things give us a strong feeling of kinship. Over the years, we've built this tie into a remarkable international friendship. We've had our differences in the past, but today it would be just as hard to imagine a war between our two countries as it would to imagine another war between the states of this country. It just couldn't happen. I hope the day will soon come when the same thing will be true among all the nations of the world, when war will be impossible in the world. That depends in great measure upon how well our two countries stick together and work for world peace. I am sure that we will do a better job for world peace because your visit here has tightened the bonds between us. We want you to come back again. It has been reported to me that you would like to come back again and bring your lovely children. When you do that, we hope that the restoration of the White House at that time will be finished, and that you can see the gift installed in its place in the Blue Room. I don't know who the temporary occupants of the White House may be at that time. But you can be sure of this. No matter who they are, you and your family will always be welcome.